Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
Up until Friday of last week, there weren't any known instances of ransomware happening on the Mac operating system, but some researchers at Palo Alto Networks have actually found a version on the Mac. Apparently, what had happened is the popular Transmission BitTorrent client, their site had gotten hacked, and their one of their releases got some ransomware code was put into it, and some people downloaded it, and it acts like ransomware. You run it, it sits around for a little bit, and then it starts encrypting your files and tells you that you better give them a password, pay them a Bitcoin or else. So nothing new there, just in terms of the execution, other than the fact that, hey, it's on a Mac. So this is, and you can, of course, read the blog post from Palo Alto Networks in the show notes talking about the disassembly and a lot of technical details. But now, this is, again, and this is, you would think that going to like the actual website of the company, this particular program, it's a very popular BitTorrent program. It's actually cross-platform, but you would think that it would going to that kind of a site, you would not be subject to ransomware. Well, sometimes that happens, right? I mean, this is certainly if you go to a sketchy website, there's a lot higher risk of that. But even if you go to the official site, sometimes. If the site got hacked or whatever, then yeah, that could be an issue. So, I don't really know what you can do about it other than just know that just because you use a Mac doesn't mean that ransomware isn't something you have to worry about. Well, turns out now you do, and I'm sure that there will be other instances of it that show up in the near future. This is merely the first. Certainly, there's nothing about the Mac operating system that doesn't make it possible to do these things. It's like Windows. You can write programs for it. It's probably a little bit more difficult, maybe, to actually get one of these, get a user to maybe run one of these things because it does require admin privileges. And really, I guess installing Transmission, I guess you need admin privileges to put it in the applications folder, but you shouldn't need it to run it. So I don't know. There's some things about this that are certainly concerning for Mac users. And yeah, I mean, that means, you got to have your AVs, you got to have your other mitigation techniques. And certainly fortunately all the files are there, and hopefully you haven't downloaded Transmission over the last few days. I'm sure you have, maybe you could replace it and get another one just in case, because that just doesn't sound very good. But just be aware that that ransomware has now hit the Mac, and it was only a matter of time, I suppose. But there you go. So just beware of ransomware on the Mac.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.